我们不光是2007年最年底的最后一次的主日崇拜。
This is the last service as we are drawing close to the year 2007.
国语英语的合在一起。
And then all the families, English speaking or Chinese speaking, get it together. Michael lead us to worship.
还有台语的诗班。
And we also have Taiwanese choir.
我就想起来当初为什么人中间有许多的方言。
I remember now why do we have so many dialects within
humans. 乃是在创世纪的十一章，人集中在一起背叛神的时候了，神就变乱了他们的口音。
It is because in the Genesis chapter 11, when all men gathered together to rebel against God, and God confused their language.
但当着主耶稣完成了他的救恩。
But when Jesus accomplished his salvation,
使徒行传第二章，圣灵降临，他们就说方言。
And in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit descended and they start to speak
tongues,
and they speak other dialects and languages.
你知道台湾的政治家一直搞一些动作叫逐类的隔开。
And you know that the politicians in Taiwan try to do some segregations.
我们的教会里头神是把我们各种族类合在一起。
But in church, God gathered all the races together.
每一个族类还维持它有些的特点。
Every ethnic race has its own peculiar specialties.
我都不想到我们教会中唱台语的人还有这么多。
I didn't realize that so many brothers and sisters can sing in Taiwanese in our church.
我相信还有好多位没有参加。
And I believe that many of you have not participated.
所以我们真是常常在聚会的里面的。
Therefore, in our meetings,
各种的族类、各种不同的语言还能够维持的。但是我们的心却是合在一起的。
Even though we maintain different languages and dialects, but our hearts are all together.
我最喜乐是林小弟拉瓦林。
And I especially enjoy our little brother's violin.
我记得十几年前有一次我讲到。
And over 10 years ago, once I preached.
我的外甥儿子拉瓦林。
And that one of my nephews played the violin.
Grandchildren
played the violin.
那个时候他小学还没有毕业。
At that time, he hasn't finished grammar school yet.
林弟，我给你建议一下，好吧
？And brother Lin, may I make a suggestion?
常常让他
让
，and 带一个黑领带。
Or he should wear a black tie.
完了之后，向大家一鞠躬，哎呦
，And he should bow to you after he finished.
我这个的外甥儿子。
And this is my grandchild.
今年大学要毕业了。
And this year he's going to graduate from college.
也是十几年来的教会中的很好的追求。
And over the last more than 10 years, he has very good pursuit of God in church.
也是许多的场合，借着拉瓦号领在聚会的里头，来把他里头的心中的感戴、爱戴献给神的。
In many occasions and meetings, he uses his gift and violin to give his gratefulness to God.
是我跟你们讲过了。
And I have said this before.
可能我是年纪老了。
Perhaps I'm getting old.
一看见十岁左右的孩子，好高兴的。
When I see 10-year-old kids, I'm especially joyful.
我就刚刚问他，我说你拉瓦林多久了
？And I asked him, how long have you learned violin?
他说我不知道。
He said, I didn't know. I don't remember.
我说你最少有四五年了。
Well, perhaps it's more than 4 or 5 years.
一定是父母花了好多的心血。
Because the parents have make a lot of effort.
弟兄姊妹，真是要带我们的小孩。
Brother and sister, you have to lead your children.
从四五岁开始有音乐。
From the age of 4 and 5, lead them into music.
并且在教会中间，常常让小孩把他的音乐在教会中间表现。
And make use of gifts in music to express and to serve in church.
不要小看他年轻。
Do not look down on them because they are young.
我心中对着这样孩子很尊敬的。
I really respect this kind of little children.
我告诉弟兄姊妹。
I'll tell you.
你尊敬你的孩子，孩子会继续。活在主的里面。
When you honor your children, the children will live in God.
当到大学的时候
，When they are in college,
他能够抗拒许多世界上的引诱和试探。
They can oppose God and oppose the temptation of the world.
一个人年轻的时候能够活在主面前。
When you are young and you can live in God.
到高中的时候才对着真理有所了解。
And when you are in high school, you start knowing the truth.
然后开始去侍奉。
And then you start serve the Lord.
渐渐。
gradually.
这个人灵命上成长。
And then there is spiritual growth.
侍奉中也有好的学习。
And then he will learn while he's serving.
以后能够在地上来侍奉这一位主。
And then he will start serving the Lord the days of his life.
我多次跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
I say this many times.
养儿女不容易哦。
And it's not easy to rear up children.
叫他做读书一点都没问题。
Well, to have a good education is probably not a problem.
爱主不容易。
But to let them to love the Lord is not easy.
叫他侍奉主更不容易。
To allow them to serve the Lord is even more difficult.
我多次跟你们讲了。
I said this many times.
无论一个教会或者一个团体。
Whether a church or a gathering.
老人好，年轻人不好，他就没有前途。
And then when that church only have grown-ups and without a young generation, there is no future.
年轻人好，老人不好，还有前途的。
When the young generation is good, whereas the old generation is not that good, there is future.
年轻的要继续好，必须老人来照顾他，爱他们。
But in order for the younger generation to continue to be good, the older generation have to love them.
那么今天是2007年的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday service of the year 2007.
我在这里到年日转换的时候。
And during this change of year,
我总欢喜思想到两个大的题目。
I always think of two special topics.
一个呢是来数算主的恩典。
One is to count the Lord's blessing.
一个是展望今后的年日。
And then the other one is look.The future of my life.
我们怎么能够展望到以后的年日是好的是准确的呢？
How do we put our future in perspective whether it's good or not?
那是根据我们对从前的生活了解主的恩典有多少。
It's based on our prior life that we understand how good the Lord has been to us.
但是了解还不算。
But understanding is not enough.
那在我们的身上有一种感恩的一种的态度。
It has to have an attitude and expression of gratefulness.
你我都知道的。
You and I both know.
在全旧约里头，神最喜悦的王是大卫。
In the entire Old Testament, the Lord loved David, the King David the most.
大卫有好几个的特点。
David has a lot of qualities.
最明显的特点。
And the most prominent one.
好多的诗篇是感谢赞美的诗篇。
He wrote a lot of psalms to give thanks to the Lord.
二个大卫为什么能够这么到做王的时候有这么多的感谢和赞美
？Why did King David have so much thankfulness to give while he was king？
因为他还在十几岁的家中的时候
，When he was a teenager at home，
他父亲并不太喜欢他
，His father did not like him the most。
他常常是在野地来牧养的
，He reared the sheep in the wilderness。
他在牧养的时候常常弹琴赞美神。
When he attends the sheep, he always plays music.
他不在乎爸爸对他的态度。
He doesn't mind the attitude of his father.
一到野地，看见神所创造的天地。
When he's in the wilderness, he saw the creation of the Lord.
看见神为他预备的这一切的生活上的需要。
He saw the Lord provided him for his life.
他是满了感谢和赞美。
He's full of thankfulness and praise.
他的感谢赞美。
And his thankfulness and praise.
是弹琴来表达出来的。
It's expressed through his music.
我以前跟大家讲过
I said this before
在旧约的里头大多是用弹琴和很少吹笛
In the Old Testament usually is to play the harp instead of playing the flute
为什么缘故
Why was that
弹琴一面弹可以唱吹笛一面吹就不能唱了
You can sing while you're playing the harp but you cannot sing when you're playing the flute
而大卫年幼弹琴到一个地步
When David was young
当着扫罗王有恶魔临到他身上的时候
When Paul was succumbed by the evil spirit
有人跟他建议
When Saul, sorry
把大卫叫来
Somebody suggested
大卫一弹琴
to get David to play the harp for him
扫罗上的恶魔就离开了
And the evil spirit left Saul
是大卫年幼的时候就是一个赞美神的一个人。
When David was young, he was a man to praise the Lord.
但是他经过了许多的年日。
But after many years,
他经历了很多。
He experienced a lot.
当他来做王的时候了。
When he was king,
他做了许多的诗篇。
He wrote many psalms.
来感谢赞美神的。
To give thanks and praise the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们总知道。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should know.
基督教是个唱歌的宗教。
The Protestant faith is a singing faith.
我相信我们刚刚在唱诗的时候。
I'm sure when we all sing together,
大家心中非常的欢喜快乐。
Our heart is full of joy.
我都跟你们提过了。
I've said this before.
一个多月前，我到 Brooklyn Tabernacle 去做礼拜。
Over a month ago, I went to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
他们唱诗唱一个小时。
When they worship for over an hour.
1 个小时全是唱诗的。
1 hour of him singing.
大家非常的欢喜。
Everybody was in a very joyful.
讲道只有50分钟,
sermon was about 50 minutes, but worship is an hour.
你会看见他们来参加的人,
you can see all the participants.
心灵力度都很高昂的。
And they are very high in the spirit.
这是叫他们来崇拜的时候得着一种的喜乐也得着能力。
So they have the joy and the power in worship to become a good believer.
这是我常常在年终或者年初的时候所有的一个思想。
And this is what I usually think during the end of every year.
那今天我要跟大家讲,
today I'm going to share with you.
圣经中所提到了感恩的人。
And what the Bible told us about grateful men.
乃是一个人是感恩的人。
That a man of gratitude.
我记得将近30年前,
I believe over 30 years ago,
我才去参加 Bill Gothard的 Youth Conference.
I participated in a youth conference of Bill Gothard.
他有一句话非常给我深的印象。
There is one word that really struck me.
你的孩子如果渐渐变坏了,
if your child is going astray,
头一个现象是什么?
What is the first inclination?
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful.
不感谢你了。
Being ungrateful.
你的孩子已经变坏了，开始变坏了。
And then your child will start to go astray.
第二个现象是躲你。
The second inclination is to avoid you.
不是一回家的时候抓到你身上了。
Is when he goes home, he tries to avoid
you. 你一回家，他躲到房间去了。
And then he'll hide himself in the room.
第三个才有坏的朋友。
The third inclination is to have bad companions.
第四个，你的话顶撞你。
The fourth is is opposing you in language. The fifth, very bad behavior.
我的印象很深刻。
And my impression is very deep.
Bill Gothard 讲的。
Bill Gothard said,
你的孩子如果变坏, 头一个的现象就 ungrateful, 不感谢。
The first inclination is being ungrateful.
那么弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
我们来看圣经里头给我们的教导。
We'll see the teachings in the Bible.
乃是要我们做一个 感恩的一个人,
is to encourage us to be a man, to be a grateful man.
感恩这一种的态度,
this grateful attitude,
圣经呢非常明显讲了,
the Bible is very clear,
是神的心意,
is the heart of God,
神对我们的盼望,
is the hope of God in us.
希伯来书第13章15节,
and we now see Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神, 这就是那承认主名之人口嘴唇的果子。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name.
主的心意要我们常常来感谢他。
The heart of God is for us to continually thank Him.
主耶稣在地上的时候,
when the Lord Jesus was on earth,
曾医治了10个的长大麻风的,
and then He healed the 10 lepers,
长大麻风来找主,
and those lepers came to find Jesus. They pleaded with Jesus to heal them.
因为大麻风那个时候没有药好治的。
Because leprosy was unhealable at the time.
一直到2000年之后, 今天的医生也不能够治大麻风。
Even 2000 years later, today there is really no sure heal for leprosy.
现在的医学方面的进步,
even at this advanced stage of medicine,
顶多叫你大麻风不更加的严重却不能来治疗的。
It only can control leprosy, but not to heal completely.
到主耶稣的时候,
at Jesus' time, and these lepers came to beg Jesus.
主耶稣说你去把你身体给祭司查看。
And then Jesus told them to offer your bodies to the priest,
献上该献的礼物,
and give a sacrifice of praise.
这句话什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
我们到旧约才会知道了。
And then we should know.
摩西说你的大麻风如果治好了，你要到祭司那里给祭司查看。
And when your leprosy is healed, in the Old Testament, Moses told the people, you have to go to the priest.
你如果还有大麻风的话,
if you still have leprosy,
走在路上看见有人了, 又喊着说, 不洁净了，不洁净了，跟了我躲了远一点，免得我传染给你们。
When you come across other people, you have to tell them that away from me because I have leprosy.
但如果你治好了,
but if you are healed,
谁能够来定规?
Who can say?
大祭司定规说，你的大麻风好了。
The only the priest can say that your leprosy is healed.
主耶稣对这个长大麻风说，你去给祭司查看。
Therefore, Jesus told the lepers to go to the priest.
献上该献的礼物。
To give the sacrificial gift.
非常的喜乐。
They are very joyful.
主应许他们，他们大麻风会好了。
Because the Lord promised them and their leprosy is healed.
他们去的时候
，when they went,
有一个人回来了。
One came back.
在主耶稣面前，夫妇向他下拜来感谢。
And they bow and worship the Lord and thank him.
主耶稣说了一句话。
And Jesus said one thing.
医治的不是十个人吗？怎么回来只有你一个呢
？Didn't I heal 10 lepers? Only one came back.
你知道我读圣经，常常有怪的思想。
And then sometimes I read the Bible, I still do some thinking.
不怪主耶稣说，你没有叫他回来嘛，你只叫他去嘛。
Sometimes I said, Jesus, you didn't ask them to come back.
主耶稣医治他们，叫他们去。
Jesus healed them and asked them to go.
心中一个盼望，叫他回来来感谢。
But in his heart, Jesus hoped that they will come back and thank the Lord.
这不讲的。
But this is unspoken.
只有一个人了解了，然后回来到主那里来感谢赞美。
But only one leper understood and returned to give thanks to the Lord.
为什么缘故
？Why was that?
为什么缘故主要他人回来来感谢赞美他
？Why did Jesus expect him to return and give thanks?
主要我们回来来感谢赞美他。
The Lord expects us to return and thank Him.
说明我们是个感恩的一个人。
To indicate that we are men of gratefulness.
感恩也有一种的表现。
To grateful, there has to be a display.
不一定他要求。
Not under command.
我们自己有所表现。
It's out of our self-expression.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
我们家今天晚上在大女儿家东岸的几个孩子全部聚在一起。
We have a family union for my kids in the East Coast.
我们的习惯感恩节了圣诞节了哈，儿子到他岳家去，女儿到他婆家去，不要占这个时间。
And our family habit is during Thanksgiving and Christmas, we allow our children to go their in-laws.
所以在另外一个时间大家聚集。
But at other times, our family will gather together.
所以我在 Maryland 有两个孩子都来了。
I have two children in Maryland, they all came.
你们看见吗？我今天带一个领带。
You can see I have a new tie today.
我为什么选这个领带
？Why did I choose this tie?
是我女儿从泰国带来送我的。
It's one of my daughters brought back from Thailand.
不要讲的。
You don't have to say.
我带给我女儿看的。
I wear it for the sake of my daughter.
我是很感谢她的。
It's an expression of gratitude.
哎呀，不需要多讲的吧。
It's all unspoken.
是我对着我的女儿送我已经十几年了。
And I said this over 10 years.
这个领带我不常戴的。
And I don't usually wear this tie.
到有机会家中聚集我女儿来子，我一定戴这个领带。
When there are special family gathering, when my daughter comes, I'll wear this tie.
表明是什么？
What does it mean?
她对我这个好待，我很纪念。
I really remember her a good will.
我是很感激。
I really be thankful.
我从这个领带身上来感谢我的女儿。
Through this tie, I give thanks to my daughter. I don't have to say it.
有一次我在聚集的时候
once in a gallery,
几个孩子在一起了
and some my children.
有个女儿说：“哎，爸爸，你这个领带哪里来的？这么窄的。”
And one of my daughters commented, "Why is your tie so narrow?"
我那个女儿说：“是我送的。”
The other daughter said, "It is my gift."
所以她都知道了，我戴领带是我感谢她的。
So my daughter knew that the reason why I wore this tie is to give thanks.
这个领带窄窄已经过时候了。
Even though this tie was so narrow, out of fashion.
所以我们在神面前有感恩。
Therefore, in the presence of God, we should give thanks.
乃是表明我们对神给我们的恩惠，我们都领受了。
It is an expression.To God that we receive His grace and we give thanks.
神给我们太多的恩典。
Lord gave us too much grace.
我们都没有好好的领受。
And sometimes we did not receive them.
我们常常辜负神的心意。
Sometimes we really let God down.
神不是要听好听话，要我们常常来感谢赞美他。
God doesn't necessarily need the good words out of our mouth.
神要我们赞美他，意思就要神了解有多少神的恩典我们已经领受了，了解了。
And God loves our praise. It is an expression and an acknowledgement of a receipt of grace.
他不光是这样。
Not only that.
我们来感谢的时候
，When we give thanks,
那是说明我们很宝贝。 是我们所领受的恩典。
We also tell God that we really cherish the grace.
所以我也告诉你们，也可以这么讲。
And I can say this.
我有好多领带。
I have a lot of ties.
但是我到那个场合呢，很宝贝这一个领带的。
In certain occasions, I particularly cherish this particular tie.
不光是一个领带。
It's not a tie.
这个领带包括他的孝心。
But this tie.Really explain his honoring me.
他表现他感激我的心
And it's an expression of my daughter's appreciation.
表现他的爱
of her love.
这才是我最最宝贝的
And this is what I cherish most.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
我们在世上活着
when we live on this earth.
对着恩待我们的人要常常有感谢的
We have to return with thanks of those people.Who are give the favor to us?
我已经曾经跟你们提过。
I have said this before.
我到美国三十多年了。
I came to this country for over 30 years.
帮助了好几移民帮了到美国来的。
I helped many immigrant families.
当中里头有一家。
But there is one family.
每年到 Thanksgiving 一定到我们家来看我们来感谢。
Every year during Thanksgiving, they always come to visit me.
他觉得非常的宝贝。
Because they cherish this opportunity.
就这人帮了就帮了。
Some people they just move away.
来了到美国已经好十几年、二十几年了，他又忘掉了。
And then they basically forgot because it's so long ago.
你知道我们家有好多的孩子住在外面。
And you know that many of my children they live outside.
我们无论哪一个孩子回到纽约来
，And whoever came to New York,
一定会去看我的姐姐，有机会请她吃饭。
They always come to visit my sister and have the chance to offer a meal to her.
为什么缘故
What was the reason?
不是去看看这个姑妈
It's not just to visit an aunt.
乃是当初我的姐姐替我帮移民，我们全家就来的。
It's because it is my sister who applied for us to come to this country.
我们刚刚到美国来的时候
When we first arrived this country,
最小的孩子才幼稚园了。
And my youngest kid was in kindergarten.
都是小学了。
And the other one is only
middle school. 来了就来了
吧。But we just came.
有好多人来的吗
？Sorry.
有很多人都来的吗
？A lot of people came to this country.
那现在明白了。
But we now understand.
幸亏姑妈当初给我们办了移民的。
It's all because of my sister who applied us to this country.
我们才能够到美国来。
And hence we can come to this country.
他们疏导得很好。
And they have very good education.
事业做得很好。
They have very good career.
这是他们努力。
If this is the effort,
那他们知道。
But they know.
如果不是姑妈当作帮给我们帮移民了，我们再有聪明再有努力也没有办法。
Had not for their aunt's application of immigrant, you know, all their efforts would not be in this country.
所以我的孩子是很感激这个的姑妈。
Therefore, my children are very grateful to my sister.
太奇怪了。
But
年纪越大越感激。
As time goes on, they become more grateful.
年纪轻的时候有一点感激的心。
When they are young, they do have some gratefulness.
但是年纪大的时候，感激的心更加强。
But as the year go by, their gratefulness increase even more.
今天是国语英语合在一起了。
Today is a combined service.
我要再问青年的弟兄姊妹。
And I want to encourage our younger brothers.
好多年前我在这里讲了。
Many years I sat here.
当我六年的中学，四年的大学。
During my 6 years of high school and 4 years of college,
我大学毕业，我再到台湾的。
And after I graduated from college,
十年里头，我爸爸的皮鞋是我擦的。
In those 10 years in high school and college,
我劝你们，你们要替你爸爸擦皮鞋。
I polished my father's shoes.
我不知道有几个人听我的话了没有。
I don't know whether any of you remember this.
我爸爸没有要求我。
My father did not
command me. 我自己对爸爸一个感谢的心。
It is my expression of my thankfulness to my father.
乃是替我爸爸擦皮鞋。
That I want to polish his shoes.
我爸爸很严格的。
And my father was very strict.
他的皮鞋他也不点头也不谢谢我的。
And he didn't acknowledge or just say thank you.
但是我能够有十年的时间替爸爸擦皮鞋，我心中非常的喜乐。
In those years, I was very happy just having the opportunity to polish my father's shoes.
所以我常常跟一些年轻的弟兄姊妹讲。
That's why I always share with some younger people.
你们书读完了做事。
And after you finish your education, you go to work.
一个薪水拿来的支票要交给你，送给你妈妈。
Your first paycheck should go to your mother.
第二、第三了， 送一部分就是了，不要买整个手链，还有好多用处吧。
Maybe your maybe a portion of your second paycheck and your third paycheck.
但你头一个的支票拿来，总送给你的妈妈。
But your first paycheck should go to your mother.
来个表明你感激你的妈妈这么大的爱心辛苦来照顾你的。
It's an expression of gratitude towards your mother's love to care for you.
这是什么意思？
And what is the meaning of this?
那是你表现说你妈妈对我的爱，对我的照顾，我实实在在非常的宝贵。
Is you tell your mom how much you cherish her love?
这一种的表示感恩。
And this kind of attitude, grateful attitude,
乃是一种人崇高品格的表现。
And this is a demonstration of man's noble character.
是提摩太后书三章第一节第二节。
In the Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days.
危险这个的字。
And these terrible times.
也可以翻作艰难。
And can also be translated as difficult times.
末世有非常艰难的日子。
There will be difficult times in the last days.
什么叫艰难？
What is difficulty?
你很难照着神的心意而活出来。
It is very hard to live according to the will of God.
这个字也是讲到危险。
And this would also imply danger.
有世界人所表现的跟神的心意刚刚是相反的。
Because what the world displays is completely opposite of God.
你不知不觉就受他们的感染。
Unwittingly, sometimes you got influence.
是保罗来祝福了提摩太。
Therefore, when Paul gives exhortation to Timothy,
什么样的光景是危险的呢？
In what circumstances are dangerous?
就你要警醒呢？
That you have to be alert.
那里说人要专顾自己。
Because they said in that people will be lovers of themselves.
贪爱钱财。
Lovers of money.
自夸。
Boastful.
狂傲。
Proud.
榜读。
Abusive.
下面一句话。
The next sentence,
违背父母，
disobedient to their parents,
忘恩负义，
ungrateful,
忘恩负义，
ungrateful,
把你年幼所长大的所领受的恩典都忘掉了。
Is that you forgot completely the grace that you have received while you were young?
就是今天危险的日子。
And this is the danger times in these days.
这一种的危险。
And this kind of danger.
在世界上一种普及性的。
It is very prevalent in this society.
那是说明到人的品格方面的堕落。
And this is the corruption of man's character.
所以一个蒙恩的之后，我们蒙恩了之后。
And when we receive the grace.
我们在地上最大的福分乃是我们的品格的表现跟我们从前不一样。
Our biggest blessing is that we have a different character than before.
跟世界人也不一样。
And it's different from the world.
有一节圣经我没有把它印出来。
And there is one verse that is not in the PowerPoint.
那是提摩太五章第四节。
It's First Timothy chapter 5 verse 4.
他说若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可喜悦的。
Verse 4, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
第八节。
Verse 8,
人若不看顾亲族，就是背了正道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
人在世界上活着，
When we live in this world,
最孤单为难的是寡妇。
And the loneliest are the widows.
当然现在时代不大一样了。
Of course, this generation has changed.
那个时候妇女们没有受多少的教育。
At those times, the women do not have a lot of education.
妇女们也很少出外做事有收入的。
And they do not usually go out to work and have an income.
她生活都靠着丈夫来照顾她一切。
The livelihood is supported by the husband.
但如果丈夫过世了，
But if the husband is not there,
没有人来照顾她了，
Nobody will take care of them.
所以她自己没有什么的收入。
Therefore, they have no income.
她也不能够好好的自立。
And then the, she's not independent.
她过得很孤单。
So their life is very lonely.
而且那一个时候了。
But at that time,
连欧的犹太人的社会中间对寡妇的人也很轻看。
Even the Jewish society at the time do not look with favor to widows.
也很少有人顾到她。
And very few would take care of her.
唯一的盼望就是儿女来照顾她。
Their only hope is for the children to take care of them.
但是保罗发现在教会中间。
But Paul discovered that in church.
有的人爱主。
A lot of people love the Lord.
有的人帮助别人。
A lot of people help others.
但却不照顾自己家中的寡妇。
But some of them did not take care of the widows at home.
保罗告诉我们说，
Paul told us,
如果寡妇没有儿女的，
if the widow does not have children,
教会应该顾到她。
The church should take care of these
widows. 如果她有儿女的，
if the widow have children,
儿女应该先在家中行孝，照顾亲人。
The children should first honor the widows at home,
再去照顾别的人。
And then help the others.
我发现一件事，
I discovered one thing.
基督徒的当中，有的人顾到别人，有的人不太多顾到。
Within Protestant believers, some help others, some may not.
当然跟个性有关。
That may have to do with personalities.
但是我也发现了。
But I also discovered.
从小就是很自私顾到自己的人，信了主的时候也能够顾到别人。
A lot of selfish people, before they accepted Christ, they start to help others.
这一种顾到别人的行为，
and this caring attitude,
乃是说明我们重生了之后，主给我们生命所带给我们崇高的品格。
It is a manifestation of rebirth that comes from salvation.
所以我多次劝弟兄姊妹，
I exhorted you many times.
像今天有个姊妹祷告的，
and for example, like today, a sister prayed.
我们教会成为祷告的教会，成为一个差传的教会。
May our church become a church of prayers and a church of missionaries.
能够顾到了其他还有多少还没有听这个福音的人。
So that we can take care of so many out there that have not heard about the gospel.
但弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
我是你们的弟兄。
I'm one of your brothers.
我们教会十几年来，我们做差传的工作还是很少。
Over the last 10 years or so, we didn't do a lot of missionary works.
感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
有几位弟兄姊妹今天不在。
A few brothers are not here today.
就是 Omaha 去了，在那边有个教会的布道会，几个弟兄姊妹去帮助他们。
Because they went to Omaha to serve in a church there.
这是还是我们教会中的长大的弟兄在那边做事。
And this is a brother and a sister from our church.
而我们教会打发人到各地去的还是很少。
But to send outside of this country is still very few.
一个教会做差传的教会。
For a church to be a church of missionaries,
教会一定会增长，增长。
And you have to expand.
一定会更加的爱主。
You have to love the Lord more.
差传有几个？
To mission
最好是打发人出去。
The first thing is to send people out.
第二个把钱送出去。
The second is to offer financial support.
祷告中间来关心他们，来支持他们。
The third is for prayer support to care for them.
科伦托有一个非常好的教会。
There is a very good church in Toronto.
The People's Church.
The People's Church.
他们每一年教会普通的奉献。
And their general offering within a year.
80%送到外头去。
80% of the money was sent out as financial support.
自己教会本身只用了20%。
The church only spent 20% of the offering.
80%送出去。
Everything else is sent out.
这是一种教会是成长了。
And this church has grown up.
乃是一个教会一种好的品格表现了出来了。
And this is an expression of a noble character of the church.
但是有可惜。
But regretfully,
有的人肯这样的做，却不顾到家中的寡妇。
But some people are willing to make the offering, but forget about the widows at home.
所以保罗怎么说？
Therefore, Paul said,
顾到别人应该的。
It is right to care for others.
先顾到你家里头的寡妇。
But first of all, you have to care about the widows at home.
学着行孝。
And you have to honor them.
报得亲恩。
And then that you will repay gratefulness.
这是我们每一个人所应该的。
And this is the right thing for each and every one of us.
第二件的事。
The second thing is,
你如果常常感恩的话，
if you are a grateful human being,
你会发现你的灵命会继续的成长。
You will notice your continued spiritual growth.
诗篇147篇第七节和第十九节。
So in Psalm 147 verse 7 and 19,
大卫这么说，
David said,
你们要以感谢向耶和华歌颂，用情向我们的神歌颂。
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, make music to our God on the harp.
然后怎么样？
And then what?
他将他的道指示雅各，将他律例和典章指示以色列。
And God has revealed his words to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel.
按照我自己所有经验的，
according to my own experience,
神有许多的事情要教导我们。
God has a lot of things to teach us.
神是看神我们以前已经受的教导有没有好好的领受，有没有好好的反应。
God will also see whether we receive and reacted to the teachings before.
如果我们领受了，
if we receive them,
神就会把更多的道来教导我们。
And God will teach us more.
所以感恩的一种的表现，
therefore a demonstration of gratefulness,
乃是你灵命会继续的成长的了。
Is that you will continue to grow spiritually.
所以一个人在地上做儿女的增长也是如此。
And be a child on earth is the same.
在神面前做儿女也是如此。
It's the same as a child of God.
做人的生命叫做老练，一定你感恩的心，感恩的态度又会有多。
If your heart of gratefulness increases, then you will be a more mature person.
在神面前，你能够来领受、了解主的恩典，来感谢他了，神会继续不断把前头的道路、前头的教训来给我们。
In presence of God, God will give you more teaching, give you more grace if you receive His grace and react accordingly.
第三个，
the third thing is,
感恩的人一定很喜乐。
There is definite joyfulness for men of gratitude.
我在这脸上贴金告诉你们。
I said this 2 or 3 years ago.
你们看我不太老哈。
You, I don't appear that old to you.
我不太老有几个的原因。
There are certain secrets.
里头有个的原因。
And there is one inside.
我是非常喜乐的人。
I am a very joyful man.
我当然因着主的恩典而喜乐。
It's because of God's grace I'm joyful.
我做人也很喜乐。
And be a man on earth, I'm also very joyful.
我讲我自己事情讲了太多次了。
And I said too many things about myself.
现在最喜乐是请孙子们吃饭。
And now the most joyful thing is to invite my grandchildren for dinner.
两个礼拜前到 DC 去了，请那边几个孙子们吃饭。
And I did that 2 weeks ago in DC.
刚刚前天的时候又是请几个孙子们吃饭。
And 2 days ago I did the same.
儿子女儿是陪客，孙子们是主客。
And my children are now companions. My grandchildren are the guests.
好喜乐的。
And I'm very happy.
我再告诉你，我这一次啊，快过生过年了。
And I tell you, as we are approaching New Year,
有一个我很喜乐的。
One thing I'm very happy.
我一个新的手表。
I have a new watch.
我这个人呢很麻烦。
And I'm, you know, I'm a very.
我用一个表啊。
I have a watch.
那是有指针也有号码的。
And then they have the I have numbers on my watch.
我这个已经二十多年都用这个表，是这一类的表了。
I use that kind of watch for over 20 years.
最好从前是日本的 Seiko 做的。
Well, the best one is the Japanese brand Seiko.
因为我一定要有白的底子。
I must have the white background.
有指针的。
And then you have the arms.
为什么缘故？
Why was that?
像这里一样，钟在那里我都看不见，说时间会不会过，我就放在这里的。
Because I can't see the time at the back, so I have to look at my
watch. 但是我必定要有一个号码的。
But 不一定。
也一定要有号码。
But I must have numbers.
为什么有号码的
？Why was that? I need numbers.
我要睡一会儿的时候，闹钟闹了一分钟都不差的。
Yeah, I want the alarm clock to be exact.
我也有孩子们送我很考究的表，是指针的，一闹钟一闹会差了3分钟、5分钟的。
And some the child said I'm very meticulous in setting the alarm clocks to be exact.
但是我用了 Seiko 的表早就坏掉了。
But my Seiko watch is out of order.
就 Casio 的牌子。
It's not Casio.
我 Casio 表自己也坏掉了。
And then the Casio also went bad.
2个月都买不到。
And then I can't get a watch for 2 months.
我跟我一个儿子在旧金山的儿子。
So I told a son of mine in San Francisco.
我说你常常有机会去香港了，替我去买一买这个表了。
You always go to Hong Kong. Can you buy a watch for me?
2个月前去说，爸爸，我到香港找了，没有了。
And my son told me that he went there, but he couldn't find
what.
He said, there's no more Seiko.
Casio 也不做了。
No more Casio.
那我说，你再想想办法咯。
I said, just figure it out.
刚刚两三个礼拜前。
Two to three weeks ago.
他到新加坡。
He went to Singapore.
去饭店吃饭。
And he went to a restaurant.
吃完饭店的时候，看见旁边有个卖表的店。
And then he saw a store selling watches.
看见有咯。
And he found one of them.
马上买来，就寄给我的。
Immediately bought it and mailed to me.
我告诉你，我这个今天是刚刚头次用啊。
This is the first time I use it.
心中好喜乐。
My heart is so joyful.
我告诉你，这是我年轻的原因。
I tell you, this is why I'm so young.
不要想那些麻烦事，当然我麻烦事情很多嘛。
Yeah, don't get too about worry about other things.
常常心中欢喜快乐。
That your heart has to be joyful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
你常常看见你生活中的难处。
You always focus on the difficulties of life.
你忧虑。
And then you worry.
你难过。
And then you sad.
你不会年轻的。
You will never be young.
你就会衰老了。
And then you would be worn out.
这些事情交在主的手里面。
But you can put all this in the Lord's hand.
就会看见你有一些东西的领受的。
When I receive, you'll receive something from the Lord.
叫你感谢赞美的。
And then you have to give thanks and pray.
常常存这个感恩的心。
You have to have a grateful heart often.
这个会叫你年轻。
And this will keep you young.
所以弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
一年365天。
365 days in a year.
忧忧愁愁过350天是一年。快快乐乐也是一年。
If you are sad, it's still 365 days. You're happy, it's the same 365 days.
每天都有麻烦的事，每天都有喜乐的事。
Every day have its own problem, but every day have its own joy.
请问你的心态是如何
？It depends on how your
mindset. 我也有好多麻烦事。
I have a lot of other things to worry about.
我祷告仰望主。
But I put it in prayer.
尽我的能力去做。
And I do my best.
我不多个人讲的。
And I don't tell people often.
我闷着头自己来解决难处的。
I will try to resolve it myself.
但是无论是如何。
But whatever the case is.
我心中一直保持着喜乐的心。
I will keep that joyfulness in my heart.
只能够保持喜乐的心。
And with that joyfulness.
那是我感恩的一种的态度。
And this is my attitude of being grateful.
我感谢这位的神。
I give thanks to our God.
我也感谢神为我所预备的了。
I give thanks to God's provisions.
所以我记得上一次跟你们来讲到这里讲个题目的时候
The last time I preach here
我都跟你们提过了
And I mentioned this
我每一次从我家开车到天城来过了 Washington Bridge 我真是感谢以前美国人为我们做了多少的设备
And every time I came from Queens to Teaneck When I crossed the George Washington Bridge I give thanks to how much the people before usYou make this possible.
他们花了多少的心血
？And how much effort they have made?
我不知道给 Washington Bridge 他们花了多少的代价。
I don't know what was the price of building the George Washington Bridge.
我知道旧金山的金门大桥。
But I know about the Golden Bridge.
过了整个的海湾的。
And then you cross over the bay.
来盖这个的大桥的时候。
To build this bridge.
好几个人不小心摔下来死掉的。
Quite a number of workers fell and dead.
人家是花了命来把这个桥盖好的。
Some the building of this bridge is at the cost of some lives.
我们今天怎么能够不感谢呢
？How can we not be grateful today?
感谢是我们理所当然的。
And to be grateful is a matter of fact.
感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
我们真是到年终的时候了。
At the end of the year,
神给我们丰衣足食。
And God really provided us abundantly.
神也给我们能在北美已过了这一2007年的一年。
And God helped us to go through the year 2007.
神给我们有身体上的健康。
God gave us the health.
当然我要附注。
But I have to make a remark.
不是完全健康的哦。
Not necessarily 100% healthy.
也有病的哦。
Well, we have go through sickness.
我身上有好几个病哎。
And I have a few sicknesses myself.
我有好几个病呢。And 我每天吃六个药。
And I have many prescriptions every day. So,
病药尽管吃了。
You have to take your
prescriptions, but give thanks to the Lord. 但是感谢主，主还给我有一个很好的身体。
But God, after all, give me a very healthy body.
我真感谢主，我的儿女都长大了。
And I give thanks to the Lord, my child is grown up.
我也感谢主，我各种的生活中间，主有丰富的预备。
I give thanks to the Lord that God has provided me abundantly.
这是神给我的恩典。
And this is the grace from God.
所以我们来看了感恩的话。
When we talk about gratitude,
感恩干什么？
And what are we grateful about?
要知道我们来感谢神的恩典一共有四类。
There are four different contents of grace.
我已经跟你们已经讲过了。
And I said this before.
今天没有办法仔细地讲。
And I cannot go into detail.
我再重新地来提了。
And I reiterate again.
也印在这一个的程序表上。
In the bulletin.
你们可以回去去看。
I encourage you to go back
to
me. The first one is the providential provision for our living needs.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brother and sister, do you know?
你我都觉得我们钱不太够。
And sometimes we complain about not having enough money.
一个多月前，
over a month ago,
我礼拜天早晨去参加那个2008年马路的Hawthorne的教会的做礼拜。
And I went to attend a service in Hawthorne. The preacher gave us an exact number. If you only have 30,000 income a year,
你知道是全世界6%的人才有3万的。
Only 6% of the entire world have that kind of income.
94%
of those are less.
6万块钱的收入,
if you have
60,000
income, there are only 3% in the entire world.
你今天只有3万的话,
and you have 30,000 income, you complain about not having
你要知道,
enough. You have to realize that 94% of the world earn less. God really provided us abundantly.
能够叫我们有这一种生活上的享受,
that we can maintain this living standard.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
神所给我们最宝贝的恩典是什么?
But the most cherished grace from God is
最宝贝的恩典是神看为宝贝的。
The most cherished grace is what God said is the
什么叫做宝贝?
Cherished grace. What is the most precious?
你原谅我讲重复的话, 好不好?
But forgive me, say it again.
我在台湾有一个同工姓张的, 叫张辉富弟兄。
I have a brother Zhang in Taiwan.
当初有一个年轻人问他了。
And a young person asked him.
他已经追一个女朋友还没有订婚。
He is dating a girl, but is not engaged yet.
女朋友生日快来到了。
And then the birthday of the girlfriend comes up.
姓张的问说, 哎, 张叔叔啊, 我应该送她什么礼物?
And then the young people ask Brother Zhang, what should I give her as a gift?
你送女朋友的礼物来问我, 我怎么知道呢?
Why do you ask me what gift to give your girlfriend?
我可以告诉你一个秘诀。
But I give you a secret.
你送一个礼物,
when you send a gift,
很贵,
it could be expensive.
你不舍得买。
And you don't want to pay the money.
咬着牙关买的, 你女朋友一定高兴的。
If you reluctantly buy it, your girlfriend would be very happy.
但是你要送给她是非常的宝贝的。
And you have to send her a very precious gift.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
神给我们的恩典,
grace from God,
不光是物质上所有的需要,
it's only our living needs.
神把他一个最宝贝的东西送给我们了。
God gave us his most precious gift. And it's so precious.
他不舍得送的,
he was not willing to let go.
是他最宝贝的,
what is the most precious?
他独生的儿子, 他说爱的主耶稣,
his only begotten son, Jesus, he loved.
这个表明神爱我们, 甚至于把他独生子都赐给我们了。
God's love is demonstrated that he gave us his only son.
这神给我们最宝贝的恩典。
So this is the most precious grace from God.
而主耶稣赐给, 神把主耶稣赐给我们了。
And when God gave Jesus to us,
乃是有好几方面的影响。
And there are many effects.
头一个是救恩。
The first is salvation.
我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. If had not Jesus nailed on the cross for us, we will still be condemned in sin today. And in front of us all darkness. But Jesus saved us.
却是舍掉了他的性命,
by giving up his life.
我讲我这个不需要多讲了,
and I don't want to go into detail.
第二个神的恩典赐给我们,
the second is God's grace, about God's grace.
乃是叫我们灵命成长,
is to allow us to grow in spiritual life,
彰显神的荣耀,
and demonstrate his glory.
头一个是生命的成长,
it is a spiritual growth in life.
所以希伯来书第4章16节,
And in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前, 我要得连蒙连学的恩惠, 这随时的帮助。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们罪恶界的赦免了。
And then we are forgiven.
神也叫我们成为他的儿女。
And we will make children of God.
这并不是神满意的时候。
But this is not how to satisfy God.
神要满意的。
And what is will satisfy God?
能叫我们蒙恩的人灵命能够成长到一个老练。
Is that all our spiritual life will grow to be mature? So that His glory will be manifested.
这样的神的荣耀彰显。
And when such glory is manifested, requires additional more grace in the Lord. All different kinds of ways. All different kinds of grace. So that our spiritual life can grow. Today, what is the purpose of church?
神的教会,
through the church, believers can grow in spiritual life.
在我们心情里头一直维持一个利喜乐感谢赞美的心,
so that our heart can always maintain a joyful and grateful heart.
就我们的真理上能够更加的明白,
so that we can understand the truth.
我们的遭遇的事情上就我们了解而就我们生命慢慢的老练。
We understand the experience of life and become mature.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace from God.
而神给我们恩典在成长的里面。
And in our growing process, God gave us this grace.
我他乃是托付我们在地上好好的来侍奉神。
Is God entrusting us with serving Him on earth?
所以希伯来以弗所书第三章第七节第八节。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8,
我做了这福音的执事，是照着神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。我本来比众生徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把以基督那吃不透的丰富传给外邦人。
I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. Although I'm less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. A lot of times I go to preach in other churches. And I always say this. And when I serve the Lord, I don't always ask people or insist them to serve the Lord. And our God does not lack anything. Because He has thousands of angels to send. It's easier for God to send the angels. It's more difficult for God to send us. But God uses us. Why was that?
使用我们才在我们身上显出神的荣耀来。
So that through our service we will manifest God's glory.
这是神的恩待。
And this is God's grace.
我到许多教会都讲了。
And I said this in many churches.
我从来不劝弟兄姊妹钱财的奉献。
And I never exhort people to give their money.
有机会有钱财的奉献。
If you have this opportunity to give money,
那神给我们恩典, 把我们一点钱能够为着主来用。
Is God give us this grace to use some of the money that we have?
你许多的钱都用了, 到永世中间没有价值, 不留下来的。
Yeah, because money are temporary in the eternal world is no value.
乃是你为了主来奉献的这个钱财是存在天上的。
It's that when you offer to God that you treasure your gift in heaven.
所以神给我们恩典，叫我们好好的来侍奉神。
Then God give us this grace to ask us to serve Him diligently.
还有一个,
one more, the other one.
能力,
is God give us the power
胜过艰难,
to overcome difficulties.
什么胜过艰难?
How to overcome?
头一个胜过我们自私。
First of all, is to overcome our
selfishness.
Then we are lovers of ourselves and not others.
自顾到自己不顾到教会,
then lovers of ourselves and not the church.
胜过给我们能力了,
and give us this power
不自私了,
to overcome. Not become selfish.
度量扩大了,
and then we are broad-minded.
当然我们自己要顾到自己,
of course we have to take care of ourselves.
除了顾到自己之外,
but other than that,
还要顾到了别人了,
we have to care for others.
能够为主来用了,
is to be used by the Lord.
为主来用,
when you can serve the Lord,
神的祝福越过越多的会在我们身上。
The Lord's blessing will ever increase.
不光在我们身上。
Not only on us.
连我们的儿女，神都会赐下祝福。
Even our children will receive the blessing from God.
我这个孩子工作上都很好。
Some of my children are very good professional career.
我多次跟你们讲了。
I said this many times.
你们工作这么好。
When you have a good career.
靠我的油。擦我的油。
Oh, it's because of your father.
乃是神恩待义人的后代，你们才这么好的。
It's because God will give grace to the righteous.
哦，我们孩子发现比他们同学都好哎。
And sometimes we think they are better than their colleagues.
我什么原因？
And what was the reason?
神祝福你们的。
Because God bless you.
为什么祝福你们？
Why did He bless you?
因为我侍奉主嘛。
Because your father served the Lord. Therefore, God bless you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
My brothers and sisters. 这是
丰盛的恩典。
This is the abundant grace of God.
按照我来说，我是不配。
According me, I'm unworthy.
我按照我来说，我儿女能够这么好，我真是出乎我意料。
And I'm so surprised my children become so good.
但我超脱一点看了。
But when I look beyond me,
因为神恩待了我，好好的来侍奉主。
Because God's grace allowed me to serve Him.
神也给我有能力。
And God also gave my power.
能够侍奉主有一些的果效。
To serve Him to some effect.
这是哥林多后书十二章所说的。
And this is what is said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
主对保罗说。
Verse 9, the Lord said to Paul,
我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
那第四种的恩典。
And the fourth kind of grace.
乃是提摩太前书一章十四节。
Is mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14.
并且我主的恩是格外的丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
这个是格外丰盛的恩典。
And this is abundant love.
我们每一个信主人都有信心和爱心了吗？
We all have faith and love as a believer.
怎么能够说是格外的恩典呢？
So what is this extra grace?
保罗快要殉道的时候。
And when Paul was about to give himself up. And he encouraged Timothy.
乃是我得罪一种格外的恩典。
That the Lord pour out on me abundant grace.
有信心和爱心。
That I have faith and love in Christ.
这个信心爱心跟我们平时的信心爱心不一样的。
And this love and faith and love is different from the others.
保罗来侍奉主。
When Paul was serving the Lord,
已经有二十多年了。
Over 20 years.
非常的辛苦。
It's very laborious.
到处的奔走。
And he has to go to a lot of places.
每一个地方来侍奉主的时候。
Every place where he served.
引起有许多人的反对。
And there he a lot of opposition.
他不光有不信主的人反对
，Not only are the unbelievers opposed Paul，
不光有犹太人反对
，Not only the Jews，
以后甚至教会中也有人反对了
，Even some people in the church opposed Paul，
反对到一个地步了
，And the opposition was such that，
外头来看，教会中的工作都被破坏掉了
，From the outside you saw the disruption of the church service，
但他怎么说
？But what did Paul say？
我知道我所信的是谁
，I know who I believe in，
也确定相信他能够保守我所交托他的直到那日
and I'm certain what he has entrusted me until the day
没有人能够破坏
and nobody can damage
别人可以破坏外面的事
they can cause a lot of disruption outside
但是我侍奉神所做的事
but in my service to the Lord
没有人能够破坏
nobody can disrupt
他有坚定的信心
because I have the definite faith
这个坚定的信心呢
I have this steadfast faith.
还有一种爱心。
I still have also the love.
什么爱心
？What kind of love？
在主耶稣所说的。
It's the love in Christ.
爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的人祷告。
Love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you.
这样扩大出去。
And you are so broad-minded.
那么弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
千不信万不信的。
And if you don't believe anything，
我也遭遇到这一类的经历。
I also experience.
但是我也有里头个确定的信心。
But I have this steadfast faith in me.
我所侍奉的。
Who I serve.
没有人能够破坏掉。
Nobody can disrupt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们只要照主的心意来服侍主。
If we serve the Lord in accordance with His will.
我们的劳苦没有徒然的。
Our labor will not be in vain.
主是宝贝我们的侍奉。
The Lord will treasure our service.
到有一天来到。
To that day.
主要给我们有赏赐了。
And God will reward us.
这是特别的一种信心。
And this is a special faith.
在艰难困苦
，in difficulty and adversity，
受到人的打劫
，in persecution，
他还有个信心和爱心的了。
You still have the same faith and love.
那这不是人所能有的。
And this is what man possess.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters，
我是重复的以前跟你们讲过了。
I repeated what I've said before.
我也知道。
And I know
有一些的真理常常要重复讲的。
There are certain truths that we have to repeat time and time again.
讲到爱主的心，要常常重复讲的。
The love of God, you have to say it many times.
像这一类的真理，要常常重复讲的。
For this kind of truth, we have to repeat.
盼望说我们能够一次过一次，好像是重复了，但是我们的领会更加能够完全。
Despite the repeatedness, and then our faith will grow.
就是一件事。
It's one thing.
到我们年终的时候。
Towards the end of our life,
满了感谢和赞美来献给主。
Towards the end of the year, we are full of gratefulness.
我们就在感谢赞美当中了。
In this praise and gratefulness,
进到2008年
we enter 2008.
我们根据神所意望带领我们的了。
In accordance with the Lord's leading,
我们知道2008年应该怎么样的生活，怎么样的侍奉。
We should know how to serve and how to live in 2008.
到2008年年底的时候。
Towards the end of 2008,
我们仍然要感谢赞美主。
We still give praise and thank.
但是我们会发现，我们明年年底所感谢的比今年是不同了。
And we should know that when we give thanks, same time next year,
更加的丰富
，is more abundant,
更加的深刻
，is more deep.
主恩待我们
，and may the Lord bless us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主耶稣，我们真是谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
你的恩典过于我们所求所想的。
Your grace exceeds what we imagine and what we need.
当初不是我们寻找你，是你寻找我们。
You seek us first instead of we seek you.
今天我们也不懂得要求什么，但你却把恩典丰丰富富的临到我们的身上。
We don't know what to ask, but you just give us your grace abundantly.
我们承认我们许多是忘恩负义的人。
We admit that.At times we are ungrateful.
我们丧失掉许多你给我们的恩典。
We lost many of your grace.
但是你教我们领会了一些。
But you allow us to understand.
根据我们所领会的。
Whatever we understand.
我们要感谢赞美来献给你。
We give thanks and offer them to you.
我们求你继续不断地带领我们。
We ask you to continue to lead us.
求你恩典在我们上能够显明。
That your grace be prominent in us.
叫我们明白。
So that we can understand that we will receive them.
叫我们也有表现。
And then we will demonstrate them.
就你听我们的祷告。
We ask you to listen to our prayers.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.